Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you not remember yesterday because we are in Psalms and there is no story to make you remember from one episode to the next what the fuck we're doing?
Not at all. Don't remember a goddamn thing.
And nor should you.
Right.
I mean, honestly, like, we haven't really covered anything.
It's a lot of, like, it's still the same shit. It's the same fucking shit.
I mean, 23 was okay. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? You know that song?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
It's not Coolio.
It's from that movie that Michelle Pfeiffer was the teacher. She was the white teacher in the black neighborhood.
Yeah.
Gangster's Paradise.
Maybe that was, is that Coolio?
I don't remember.
I can't remember who it is either.
Been living all my life, living in this gangster's paradise.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love that song, but I don't know any other words except
yeah,
for all the
yeah, it is Coolio. I was right.
You were right, yeah. But also I was right.
Okay.
Because I named that movie and that song.
Right, right. That was very good.
And then I sing one line of that chorus.
Right. Yeah. So I do have something to share since we're just rambling here.
Oh, okay.
So we just started a texting campaign for a donation thing that we were trying to, you know, get done.
We sure as fuck did.
We did. And I have some good news.
I know.
We have had this going for exactly one day, and we've already got 5% of our goal.
That's amazing,
which is
honestly
really cool.
Yeah.
Like, and so I want to say thank you.
Unexpectedly cool.
Yeah, like we, I don't know. I still am curious if we're even going to hit our goal. And like that's, it was a pipe dream kind of. Like, I really want to get these things for all of our stuff, but like we could survive on a few things less. So like if we only hit like 70% of the goal or something like that, that'd be cool.
The goal being more equipment for our live event that's coming up.
Right. And future events that will be coming up.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah. And, but I, you know, it's, we had a great response right off the bat. So we did. Like, and we're hoping for more.
Yes.
But I do want to send some shout outs here real quick. So I've got to thank, first of all, Satan.
Thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan. Because Satan donated and they, you know, they're Satan.
They're Satan.
So that's, they said they're Satan. So it's Satan.
Much appreciation. Thanks, Satan.
I want to thank Carmen.
Thank you, Carmen.
Carmen is one of our patrons, I know.
Yes, they are.
And they also donated on here. So thank you so much. That was very much appreciated.
Above and beyond, Carmen. Really. Thank you.
And then I want to thank Oddwell.
Okay.
And they said, don't forget to breathe.
And you know what? I often do. So well, I appreciate that admonition.
We have so much shit going on. It's it's unbelievable. Like, we're always busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for that donation. And then the last person right now that we've got to thank is they're going by the non-sexual, non-creepy third.
Okay.
So thank you, the non-sexual, non-creepy third.
I mean, that's a cool name in and of itself.
They love us. But we love you guys more.
No, it's true. We like, really do. Thank you so much.
It's so amazing. This whole thing. Everything that we do when we hear from you guys, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, who would think? I would not think.
Right, right.
I know I don't think, but I wouldn't think also. Right.
But we're at 5%. Help us get to 10% today.
Please.
And if we just keep going, we can get this done.
And how do they help us with this?
They text. Well, it's I already said it in the intro.
Okay, like, do it again, though. But it's
text 53555. You text SACDIS to 53555.
Okay.
So it's SACDIS to 53555.
And that'll take you to our donation page so that you can help us get some equipment for our live events.
Yeah, yeah. So that being said, what are we going over today?
Today we are getting into Psalms 28, 29, and 30.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this.
Okie dokie. All right, so we are getting into Psalm 28.
Okay.
And it is of David.
Of David, got it. Of David. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm just going to open this with a fun little ditty.
A fun little ditty?
Ready?
I'm ready.
To you I call, O Lord, my rock, do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I'll be like those who've gone down to the pit. That's how it really starts.
No, I got
added
it.
My own
tune
there. Yeah. Because I thought it'd be
fun. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. But almost
sounded very churchy. Season.
It did, yeah, right?
Right.
I don't know why. I just was like, I need to do this. And
okay.
God spoke to me. Sorry. Okay. I was just kidding.
Then. No, I know.
Okay. Yeah. Whew, that almost burned.
Was a close one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to continue the rest.
Okay.
Without singing.
Without singing. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wanted to do that a little bit and see how it felt.
Okay.
How'd you like it?
It's all right, yeah.
It's pretty fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, don't turn a deaf ear to him, okay?
Sure.
Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Yeah. Wow, wow. Do not drag me away with the wicked. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I hate being dragged.
Especially with the wicked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Oh my God, that's me. That's totally me. I try to speak cordially with my neighbors, and I totally harbor malice in my heart.
Well, to be fair, they were malice to us first.
They did.
So I'm just saying.
They did.
And then we just were nicing them to death.
And you know what? I'm just trying to be nice. And I don't think that makes me a bad person.
Right.
So fuck off, Bible.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
You know what? Our neighbors are talking to us again.
Yeah.
So it's all, you know, it all worked out.
I just keep being nice and harboring all that malice in my heart.
Right. And maybe finally, eventually it'll go away.
Yeah. Maybe. But it's not up to me to make them not be assholes. It's up to me to not get my car keyed.
But not all of it will go away because there's a Trump thing over there. So
there is a Trump Buddha statue.
So yeah, that's going to keep some of that harboring there for a good long while.
Look, I can only be responsible for myself to a certain point. And then after that, it's not anything I can help.
Right, right, you know? Yeah.
And again, I'm just trying to not get my car keyed.
Okay? Yeah.
So, repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Ugh. He's telling God to pay me back for being a bad boy. That's mean. Repay them for what their hands have done. My hands have cooked stuff in a crock pot.
Mm.
And bring back upon them what they deserve. Yeah, do that because I deserve good things.
Right?
I do. Yeah,
me too.
I've done some hard stuff in this life. I deserve goodness.
Yeah.
Go ahead, God.
Give me that stuff.
Give me that what I deserve
right.
thing. Since they show no regard for the works of the Lord, that's true. And what his hands have done, nothing. He will tear them down and never build them up again.
Well, fuck you, God.
Yeah, that's not very nice, honestly.
Right?
Who's harboring malice now?
Right?
Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. Has he? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy and I will give thanks to him in song. See, I sang, I did a thing. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one.
Mm.
Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. The end.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now let's read some notes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right. Psalm 28.
Okay.
A prayer for help and praise for its answer.
Okay.
And it starts out, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Something like that, right? Okay. Scholars date this psalm to the reign of King Joachim in the late Babylonian period, shortly before the exile, which occurred in 587 or 586 BCE.
Okay. Okay.
Verse 9, let's see, where's verse 9? Get back over here, verse 9. Verse 9 is, save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Because of its 10 words in Hebrew,
yeah,
it's often used for counting for the 10 people needed for the quorum of 10 Jewish adults that would be required for certain religious obligations.
Okay.
And the reason they do that is because Jewish law forbids the numerical counting of people. So they're still counting them, but they're just using different words for numbers.
This it's kind of like the kosher way of counting or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. It's the cheating. It's the right. obeying the law, but not the spirit of it.
Right, right.
It's kind of bullshit, if you ask me.
Oh, I agree. I think that kind of shit is all bullshit.
I'm like, you're cheating. You're clearly cheating.
Right.
God told you not to do a thing, and you're like, well, I'm going to just do it different and hope you don't notice.
We got to real bad, so we're going to do it a different way.
We're just going to hope you don't notice?
Right. Like,
that's what we're what? Like, how do you even justify that?
Intentions honestly? Matter.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was God, I would be like, I see what you're doing there. You're still fucking counting.
Right.
Like, that is still 10. You are still counting 10.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. That annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Psalm 28.
Yeah.
Now we go on with Psalm 29. Guess what it is?
It's a psalm.
Of David.
Of David.
It's a psalm of David.
I'm so shocked.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, are all these shits for David?
It seems that way, right?
Or about David or from David?
Seems that way.
Right? Okay. I did not create a song tune for this.
Okay.
Because.
I'll live.
Yeah. It just happened like in my head as I started.
Yeah,
like there wasn't a lot of planning. Just kind of happened.
Got it.
And this didn't happen.
Sure.
Okay. 29. A Psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
Mm.
The God of glory thunders. And the thunder. And the thunder. And the thunder. And the thunder.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Boom.
Damn, bitch. That's a loud voice.
The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon.
But not cedars of
any other place.
Any other, yeah.
No, just those ones Lebanon ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf.
Okay.
Yippee.
How does a calf skip?
I don't know, but I saw, okay, the other day out front, I saw this like teenager with a little kid, and the teenager was cackling gleefully because the little kid was trying to skip, and little kids look so fucking stupid when they don't know how to skip and they're trying, because they just keep the one foot in front and they go, gudunk, gudunk, gudunk. And then they get really frustrated because they're not skipping.
Right.
And then you tell them, that's not skipping. Look, watch. And then you do it, and then they don't know how to do it still.
Right.
Because I love kids. They're so stupid. Anyway, the teenager was cackling, and she saw me see her, and then she started looking embarrassed till I cackled too, and then we were both laughing at this stupid kid. So I don't know how a calf skips, but I know how a little kid doesn't skip.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Anyway, he makes Lebanon skip like a calf.
Mm-hmm.
Sirion? Like a young wild ox.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. Does it?
I mean, he has fire earlier, so fire and lightning all coming out of his mouth.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. I know I've done that before, though. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare.
Why does he got to get mad at all these trees, man?
No.
I thought he like. I thought that was like one of his rules. Don't kill the trees,
you know?
Don't
fuck with trees.
Right.
Who will speak for the trees?
Right.
I mean, the Lorax, but besides the Lorax, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in his temple, all cry, glory, glory.
I'll tell you who won't speak for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Yahweh.
No.
Or he will speak Elohim. At the trees and destroy them.
He will burn fire over them.
Maybe that's justification why they don't like, you know, saving the planet and stuff.
Because God doesn't.
Because God just destroys trees, you know?
He destroys everything.
And they're, so his followers are like, fuck it. God does it.
He flooded it, for fuck's sake.
Right?
What the fuck do I care?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. Yeah. Okay. The Lord is enthroned as king forever over a cesspool.
Like, that's not something to be proud of, really.
No.
Hey, I drowned you all, and I'm sitting here, king of it.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Right? The Lord gives strength to his people. Sometimes. The Lord blesses his people with peace? Question mark? The end.
Sends them to war quite a bit, actually.
That one did not sit well with me.
No.
I don't think he blesses his people with peace.
Not as much as they think, anyway.
So, Psalm 29, called the voice of the Lord in the storm. Oh, this was about a storm. Okay. And it starts out, give unto the Lordy, oh, no, let me try that again. Give unto the Lord, oh, ye mighty. Lordy, Lordy. All right. It may be dated as early as the 12th century BCE, making it among the oldest portions of literature in the Hebrew Bible.
Interesting.
So this one goes way back.
Wow.
And that was based on the way that it's written, like the style and the fact that they used some Yahweh stuff happening in not the version that we read, but
like the
early translations of it.
Yeah.
The way the storms are described and the just the tone.
Sure.
They're like, yeah, this shit was written forever ago.
Got it.
Its present form is dated to no later than the 10th century BC.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is some early old ass shit.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Psalm 30. This is a psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David.
Right.
Those are all separate sentences.
Yeah.
Okay. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me.
Mm.
O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit.
Mm, that's, yeah.
Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name.
Praise.
For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime.
I don't know about that.
Dispute with that.
Yeah, because like he changes his mind quite a bit.
He
actually
is persnickety.
Yeah.
He is one persnickety fuck.
He really is.
Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
Okay.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
So.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
You might be sad sometimes.
There'll be sun.
But then you're happy other times.
Just thinking about tomorrow.
Sounds kind of like life.
Or Annie.
Or Annie. Yeah.
You just totally ignored me, and I was doing pretty good there.
Yeah, you were.
Some women are dripping with diamonds. Some women are dripping with
Did you wake
pearls.
Up needing to sing today or something?
Look at me, look at what I'm dripping with. Little girls.
Oh my god.
That's from Annie.
I know.
It's Carol Burnett.
I know.
It's the best.
It's
when she's
know.
Drunk. I love it. It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
Okay. I always wanted to play her, like, if there was a play and I was in it.
Uh-huh.
I would love to play that character. She's so cool. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken.
Never.
Oh, Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. Yeah, you did. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed.
Mm-hmm.
To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit?
Boy, they're really concerned about this pit.
I'm really afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't send me to hell.
Not the pit. Jesus.
Not the pit. Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? I'm better than dirt, oh God. I'm way better than dirt. Please love me, please. I'm a worm, but please love me, please. Right?
Yeah.
Hear, oh Lord, and be merciful to me. Oh Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing.
Wow.
My wailing never got turned into dancing because
no?
I cannot dance for shit.
Mm.
You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
Man, that's really great.
Did you ever hear that churchy song? I've got the love, 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 love
yes.
down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the love.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Sorry. That's all. You remove sackcloth. You clothe me with joy that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I'm going to give you thanks forever. The end.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I did feel like singing a lot today.
You really did.
Sometimes it's just fun, you
yeah.
know? Life would be better if it was a musical.
You say that, yeah.
I do, because it's true.
I think it'd be a lot more difficult if it was a musical.
It would be fun.
But you couldn't really, like, do things unless you knew musical.
Okay, let's pretend like we were in a fight, right? Then I could be like, you a son of a bitch, you cocksucker,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And doesn't that just hit a little better than... You're a son of a bitch, you cocksucker.
I don't know. No.
No?
No.
You don't think that
I'd rather not sing it, you know? I feel like I'm not having a real conversation.
I'm sorry I'm a bitch. I'm sorry that
I can't trust it if you're singing. See? There's something to it.
I forgot to scoop the litter box. I never meant to hurt you with the smell of poo.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay, well...
Nope.
Nothing for you then.
Okay.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take some notes here. Psalm 30.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving for deliverance from death.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out, I will extol. Extol. That's the one. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up.
Ah.
Like the elevator. It also lifts me up.
Yes, it does.
What?
You were like slap happy today.
I really am. I'm kind of tired, if I'm being honest. I'm trying to have fun, though, because I got the joy
yeah.
down in my heart.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
It is a psalm of thanksgiving traditionally ascribed to David upon the building of his own royal palace.
Mm.
Psalm 30 is also considered the psalm for the day of Hanukkah.
Oh, Okay.
Okay.
The day of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. They say it the day of Hanukkah. But like they recite it at church.
I thought Hanukkah was like, I guess there is a day, isn't there? Like the,
yeah. Or,
but I always thought of it as 12 days.
It is like a certain number of days, but like then it those days like lead up to Hanukkah or something.
We should next time we do get close to Christmas, we should go cover Hanukkah because I don't know a whole hell of a lot
either.
About it.
I don't either.
And we'll I don't feel that. Like we—I don't feel like we did that ever.
We didn't do that ever. Let's do that this year.
Yeah, because I want to know more about it.
I do too, and I want to know why sometimes it's spelled with a H and why sometimes it's spelled with a CH.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's Hanukkah and sometimes it's Chanukkah.
Yeah.
I want to know more about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got today.
Oh, okay. So that was it?
I mean, I could sing some more.
No.
Absolutely not.
We're done with... Yeah, no.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. That was Psalms chapters 28, 29, and 30.
Sure as fuck was.
And today is Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you mentioned that we have a...
Q&A
tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that we are going to do...
You were wanting to talk about Lilith or something, right?
Yeah, Lilith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to learn about Lilith.
Okay, so we're going to have a Q&A tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do, I think we're due for a book club this weekend.
I don't know if we were doing a sacrilegious book club or if we were doing a Patreon.
We'll do something
on
Sunday.
We'll do one of those.
And then, of course, we'll have a weekly wrap up. And then we'll be back on Monday with...
Psalms 31, 32, and 33.
Assuming one doesn't run into another one that we need to read.
Yeah, that's approximation.
Yeah, approximation.
Mm-hmm. Best guess.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.